Peyton Manning made it clear and said on the record this week that he ranks Baltimore's Ed Reed as the best safety he's ever played against, with Reed roaming the back end, Ray Lewis in the middle, and Terrell Suggs up front. The Ravens have pounders at every level of the field.
I mean, just historically, they're a physical team. They're a very good defense, and we know that we have to master intensity. And up front, you know, having 52 back in there, he's a guy you got to count for. And we know that we got a challenge. We got to make sure we run the football effectively, and we have a good passing game off that.
I wasn't here to play them back in the day, so I'm here now. So, you know, I think they got some great group of guys on defense and, you know, a lot of playmakers. So, you know, we're going to have to go out there and, you know, give our all.
The Broncos showed they could be physical, too, when these two teams met 25 days ago, rushing for more than 160 yards and two touchdowns. Running back Knowshon Moreno, he likes that game plan and knows why it's important for his quarterback.
You know, every week we go into the game wanting to be able to run the ball and throw the ball. So, you know, being able to run against, you know, that good of a team was definitely a boost and definitely meant a lot to us. But now we just want to try to duplicate that and then go out there and get ready.
They run it right up the gut. Knowshon behind Beatles. Knowshon Moreno, Denver touchdown.
Well, I think you want to be balanced anytime you're playing, especially in the postseason, though. I think anytime you get one-dimensional, I think that can be tough. On first down, hand the ball off, drop back and pass, run play action, and that's your goal going into every game. And sometimes the score and the flow of the game will dictate, you know, what's being called. But Knowshon has just done a heck of a job for us all season. I know I keep repeating myself, but the fact that he was inactive for such a large part of the season, they called his number, he stepped in right away, did a heck of a job. Obviously, he was studying and doing his homework.
Keep that leg out!
Week 15's game against the Ravens was the third time this season the Broncos had a player go for 100 yards on the ground, and another finished the game with 100 receiving yards. From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.